Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 55 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where I'm in a place, and this is my bed, and this is my computer. There it is. There's the whole... This is the stew. We're in the stew today, talking about, you know what? What is this orange liquid that I have before me? I took one look at it, and I said, that looks scary. And then I remembered... It's almost Halloween, which it may be almost October 31st, but it is not almost Halloween. In fact, on my calendar, I have it written twice. I have October 30th, and then you've got to split the last Sunday of the month because you can't fit that many Sundays. And I also wrote 30 for that one. So Halloween is not happening this year, is what I'm saying. Because on my calendar, it's the 30th twice. It's not Halloween this year. It's just the 30th twice. It's the second 30th. Goosey night, two times in a row, baby. We're gonna throw toilet paper all over people's candy. And, you know, what would you do if you just said trick or treat and they give you miniature rolls of toilet paper? How would that make you feel? If you were still a child, I want to make candy that is tiny rolls of toilet paper, and it's fun. You can unwrap it and then wreak havoc. You know, just I'm gonna give children raw eggs. That's what I'm gonna do. Does anyone still care about Halloween? Is that, think about it. I don't think anybody does. I don't think it's not even a real holiday at this point. There was one year in New Jersey that they canceled Halloween, and my friend's mom showed me this article of them saying, yeah, if they catch you trick-or-treating, they're gonna arrest you. They're going to arrest a 12-year-old kid. What? How old do you be alone trick-or-treating? 10, 11? You're going to arrest a child for banging on people's doors and demand... I mean, yeah, that's kind of... You know, that makes sense. If you cancel Halloween and people go banging on doors demanding food, can you call candy food? No, it's really a snack, but I mean, it would save you from dying. Can we make a distinction somewhere between snack and food and something that like you can sustain life with? Because like you look at the Kit Kat thing and it's like 1 gram of protein. I'm like, dude, bodybuilders must eat like 200 of these a day. If it's got 1 gram of protein, you just need to get, you know, one gram per pound or whatever the fuck that they try to pretend that you need. How much protein do you really need? I've been going through my... So yesterday, I was hungry, but I didn't feel like eating, so I just drank Sprite. So that's probably not healthy. I don't think that's good for you at all, actually. You know, I have... to get blood work done and I'm just still not doing it. I had a perfect excuse to do it. You know, I'm like, you know, I really should get those numbers. So that way, if anything's going wrong inside of my body, I can fix it before it becomes a bigger problem. And then I was like, well, how do you get that? You need a prescription from a doctor. And I'm like, okay, how do you do that? You got to get a physical. I'm like, okay, when's my next physical? And I'm like, I'll just wait for my next physical. Don't know when that'll be. Probably in like 3 years, and then I'll get my blood work done. So I'm like, I was about to get my blood work done, and then I just logicked my way back out of it. Now I don't have to do it until 3 years tomorrow, until 3 years in the future. And that's really all it is, you know? You just gotta pretend that you are okay. If everything feels all right, I still feel... like the same old me. I feel like a good old man. I feel like I could punch something and then it would take my knuckle like 3 weeks to heal. That's a bummer though. You ever hit something by accident and you're like, fuck, that's, there goes the next 3 weeks of this hand. I'm just going to be, it still kind of does look a little swollen, like compared to the other one, but like it's back to normal, but does it ever really go back to normal? Like, you just punch something and then you get the callus or whatever. Not callus, but those little swoosh, the juices inside of your... What are they called? Was about to say callus again. What is it called? The fluid inside of your knuckles that could be... It could be, slime. Yeah, I think it's called slime. Saline. Your body produces natural saline, Nico, and you get it. You gotta have it. What else would you do if you punch something and then the natural juices flow in? You know, when you punch something and the natural juices flow in, you know? So that's been the past 3 weeks of my life. That's why I haven't put out a podcast in 3 weeks, because my knuckle was a little sore. Couldn't do it. I had to let those juices go back to... What am I even talking about? And who is powering up? Some vehicles just have sounds that are like spaceships. Like, some trucks will have some mod that you blow out black smoke, you know? I love it when that happens. Nothing's manlier than saying, I want to release black smoke into the environment because I have such a big, giant cock. Just a rock hard cock, dude. My rock hard cock. You need to know that I have that I'm packing, because I can just chuck dust in the air. So Dunkin' peanut butter cup smoothie. Nope, not a smoothie. Coffee. It's all right. I know, you know, it's all right. I always seem to get stuck somewhere between having to full-blown piss myself. I'm always stuck somewhere between pissing my pants and not having to pee at all, you know? It's the life, you're always just somewhere in between piss. That's what my life really is. If you just zoom out of my life, and it is, if you zoom out on my life, you will see two sections. There is I have to pee and I don't have to pee. In my life is based around liquid entering and leaving my body. It is going in, and then we're digesting all of the water. What is piss if not just water? Because if you only drank water, are we saying that our body doesn't use... How much does it absorb? How much water does the digestive tract hold onto? Because if you just... Are we just cleaning out our insides when we drink water? Like, what's the point? If you just drink water and then you pee it out, what happens to all that other water? Where does it go? Does it get... And then we just sweat it out anyway. So, like, what does water do is my point. What does it even do? When we drink water, it gets absorbed into our bloodstream. And then we are... You know how, like, alcohol toxins? you know how you can find out the percent of alcohol that's in your blood? You can find out the percent of water that's in your blood, too, I bet. And then it's in your bloodstream. Can I just streamline water straight into my veins? Is that good? Can I do that? Can I put it in? What if people had a bad throat? And then you just put it in, you just put water inside of them. Can you just, like, get it? I want to skip a step. I don't want to have to drink water. Can I take pills? You take a bunch of water pills. That would be a lot easier than having to drink all the time. I'll put water pills inside of me, and then I'll be good. That'll save me so much time. But wait, what are you going to wash down the water pills with? I just eat them whole. But either way, you got to drink water. And then you gotta have it pissed out at some point. So like, I don't know. I think it's a net zero is what I'm saying. Water. And they say, when people say you're wasting water, there's no such thing. You're drinking the same water that dinosaurs drank. It's like the water system, the water circular rotation of the way that the water, what's it called? Life cycle, the water cycle. You know, you drink it and then you pee it out, and then that pee gets evaporated and all the little particles stay in the ground. That contributes to dirt and shit and piss. And then your piss eventually rains down from the heavens. And isn't that wonderful? Did you ever, you know, nothing makes me happier than knowing that somewhere someone is being rained on, and it contains a little bit of water that came out of my dick hole. That's all that I want in life, is just to know that anytime it's raining, it's really just a bunch of piss. If the water in the ocean is salt water, why hasn't it all evaporated? If it's getting hotter, wouldn't it just evaporate? And what would be left behind if it did? Just salt? What if the whole ocean evaporated and then you were left with just salt? Anything? Is that anything? I feel mucus moving around inside of my nasal cavity, okay? And I'm not a fan of it. I would like for it to stop. I'm asking you nicely, body, if we could just stop like clicking and gushing around, I would love that. I would love it if I could just be normal for once in my life. But there's no going back now, baby. We're already 23 years deep into this shit. There ain't no turning back. This is how I am. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is the creature I have become. The animal I have become. The song by Animal. 3 Days Grace. I'm always in between peeing. And sometimes when I was a kid, especially, I would go to sleep. I had less manageable OCD when I was a kid, and I would have these cycles that I would just go closing doors until it felt right. There was no magic number. I had to do it until it felt right. And then I would finally get in bed. It was the worst at night. It would take me like 15 minutes, whatever the fuck, to get into bed. And then finally I'm ready for bed and I have to pee. And then I get this feeling. I would refer to it as the feeling. I'd be like, the feeling I need to pee. I feel like I have to pee. And then I'd go pee, and we would run through the whole cycle again. And then I'd have to feel like I'd have to pee again. You ever just trying to nap or trying to fall asleep, and you're just like, oh, all my body's getting rid of everything now. Now you wait until I'm trying to fall asleep. I mean, I guess it's better than you piss in the bed, right? It's like, hey, wait, before you do this, let us pee it out first. So on one hand, thank you, body. But on the other hand, really? Can't we just hold it longer, though? Because, like, you think about it. You go to sleep, and then you're asleep for 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 24 hours you can go, and your body will just hold the pee in. Here's a little life hack for men. You can't, well, it is harder to pee with a boner. So if you ever have to pee, men, if you ever have to pee, just give yourself, just start tugging on it a little. Give yourself a little chub. If you give yourself a chub, you won't have to pee as bad. But then when it goes down, you gotta keep it up, okay? keep it up so you don't have to pee. If you're stuck in a car, if you're stuck in traffic, just give it a little whack. If you're stuck in traffic, give it a little whack. Almost. It was almost good. If you're stuck in traffic, nothing to do but whack it. There it is. You know, if you gotta tinkle when you're in a pickle, do you have to release when you're with your niece? No. Just thinking, looking for things that rhyme and end up fucking, you're gonna touch yourself in front of your niece. No. If you're stuck in traffic and you have to pee, you can give yourself a little chubby. That's all I'm saying. Okay? You won't have to pee as bad. But here's something that's real, okay? If you jerk off, because we all do, right? We all do. Ain't nobody not doing it. Everybody's always doing it, low-key. Like, we all know that everyone's doing it just a little bit all the time, you know? If you realize what happens after, do you ever take note of what you touch after? Because I do. And all I'm saying is that in order for me to get to the bathroom to wash my hands, I have to touch something, at least something. So that means that no matter what, there will always be something that has come in contact with both with a hand that's touched a peen. And that is it. That's all I'm really trying to say. There's no way around it. There's really nothing you can do. And I also sometimes take note of who the first person I interact with is after it. And that is a weird thing that I wish my brain did not do, but it does. So I am just stuck with that curse and just thinking about, oh, my mom. Oh, my mom texted me. And then you're like, you just think about like when they texted you in relation to what you're doing. And you're like, oh, right as I came, huh? Oh, Jesus. All right. Gotta make a sound. Gotta do a clap or something. All right. But yeah, so that's some bullshit. I hate it when that happens and you just like, oh, right as I was. Oh my God. I go absolutely buck wild. I go fucking insane for toilets that when you flush it, it goes immediately. Like, oh my God, the amount of power. I feel like God when I flush a toilet and it just goes. You know the ones I'm talking about too. It's like at gas stations or something, and like you just press, you don't even press it down all the way, and then you just feel all your shit and piss and everything that you released just get sucked away into the abyss, and you're like, I am God. I with the press of a button, I just send my waste away. Whoever invented the toilet was a goddamn genius. Whoever invented pipes and sewers, thank you. Thank you for letting me just send it away. I just wish it away and it just goes. It goes away and I never have to deal with it again. You know how smelly. Do you know how smelly a house would be if you, well, I guess that's why I had the bathroom outside. But, you know, what if there was just what if instead of inventing that, they just invented, oh, this is the shit room. this is the room that you go in and you just shit. And then it piles up and you just gotta shovel it into the corner or something. You know, that's what everyone's basement's used for. It's just that you go down there, you shit, and then you hold your nose, boy, because it's gonna smell. It's a little stinky in there. And then you poop and you come back up and you're like, wow, do I smell like shit? And everyone's like, I can't tell, because you can only smell things when it's in relation to it, something that you can't smell. Like, you never know if you smell like cigarette or like alcohol or weed. And if you're in it, if you are it, you're not going to know that you smell, but you do. So when you come out of that shit hole, literally shit hole, you come out of that and you're like, do you smell? Do I smell? And everyone's like, I don't think so, because they all smell like it too. And everyone just smells like shit all the time. And our bodies are probably going to get like way more diseases than if we just didn't. So what I'm really saying is thank you. Thank you for inventing toilets, and especially the ones that just have so much torque, you know? Oh my God. When I just, and it just goes, dude, that is a sexual experience, is when you flush a toilet and it just goes, oh my God, nothing does it quite like that. Nothing is just, it is, it's perfection. It's perfection. I would love it for there to, that's the best place. That is the best possible outcome for a button. Is just, you press this and it's really functional. Some buttons are just useless, okay? You got the light switch, whatever. That's not a button, but you get it. Some buttons don't do anything. You press it and it says, that was easy. Wow, what a great invention. Thank you so much. You press the button and your shit goes into a hole. It gets, and even if it's like, if your bathroom is on a second floor, and then like you're in like the basement or something and you hear the toilet flush, and you're just like, do you ever stop to think that one of these pipes, it's just a poop has fallen, and one of these pipes, there's a poop a fallen, and then no one knows which one it is because it's a little guessing game. Oh, but you can hear it, boy. In my old house, you could hear it. And you could feel it too. As it went by, it would get warm. Ah. As it went by, it would get warm. Probably because of that stank, that stanky body heat. Oh, man. I love it. Can't get enough. Thank you, whoever invented pipes. So I found out recently that I have a deviated septum, and that explains a lot. That explains why I'm basically, if you don't know what that is, it's when one of your nostrils is bigger than the other. That's how you can tell. But really what it is just like something's big. I don't really know, but it makes me sound like this right now. It makes me sound congested when I'm not congested. And basically that sets you up for a whole list of things. You get sleep apnea, it's snoring, it's mouth breathing, it's all those stuff. And I'm just sitting here like, man, okay, so I got a deviated septum. What if I just got a doctor to come smash that wall down in my nose? Oh, dude, could you imagine how if I just had nothing and like both of my nostrils was just one hole and I could just like I'm breathing through my mouth, but it's my face. And it, like, do you hear how bad that sounds when I just, like, it's not a good breathe. That's why it's hard for me to breathe through my nose. I thought I had the perfect genes. Dude, I thought I had the perfect genes. I thought I was the superior race or whatever. But you're telling me that white people are superior race if you can just have a, oh, no, you can't breathe this good. You can't, no. So, so I'm gonna probably die in my sleep when I'm like 50. so that's probably how I'm gonna go, you know. I'll probably just stop breathing and never start again. I'll probably be alone, and then no one will know that I have sleep apnea, and then I'll just pass away in my sleep. You know, people say that's the, like, the nicest way to go, but I have had some pretty bad nightmares in my life, and I wasn't even dying. So I bet the nightmares that I would have while I'm dying is worse. So, you know, maybe not. Maybe not while you're sleeping. Maybe it would be better to die by getting hit by, definitely not being caught in a lathe. That would be the worst way to die, because that, I saw a video, a live leak-esque video, where a dude got caught in a lathe and got spun and just spun and just spun until he died. His organs went flying, and there was bladdered red in just a line, because he just went flying. And that is probably, you know, I don't know if I would rather die in my sleep or falling. That would suck, but definitely don't want to die that way. What, I mean, what would be a humane way to die? Probably lethal injection. I want an OD. I want it to be self-inflicted, and for me to, like, enjoy everything leading up to me dying, you know? I want to OD on, like, heroin or something. When I'm like, calm down. When I'm, like, 70, okay? I'm not going to do it yet. But when I hit 70, it's... everything is on the table, okay? With each passing year, as I get older, the things that I will be willing to do will increase exponentially. By the time I hit 70, it's like, dude, where's the fucking speed at, bro? Where's meth? Anything, just give it to me. I'll be trying to die at that point, unless science has taken control and can make me live forever, then I'll take whatever pills those are. But if life keeps going this way, that's what I have to live for at that age. Sometimes you just run out of things to say, and then you have to sit there for a second and be like, what now? I haven't weighed myself in a while, but I hope I'm losing weight. I've been eating more spicy food recently because I like it. And I'm like, well, maybe if I train my body to like spicy food, it'll be good, you know? Because you know what spice really is? Spice is just, spicy food is really like peppers and shit. It's really just a plant's self-defense. It's like, don't eat me. Please don't eat me. And then it dies, and we kill it, and we cook it, and it's still hot, but we eat it anyway. And that's just, like, the most badass thing ever. It's that we're just like, oh, this hurts, but, like, it's pretty good. Like, name another, you feed a cat, a dog, spicy food, and they probably spit it out, because they're like, this is not food. But we put it in our bodies, and we're like, ow, this is great. Ow, this is great. Oh, ow, I love this. And then we poop it out later and we were like, oh, why? And you wish that your body would gain a tolerance to it. I think it definitely can, but it's definitely harder to build an anal tolerance to spice than it is a mouth tolerance. There's two different factors that come into play when you're eating spicy food. There's the mouth and there's the asshole, and one gains the tolerance a lot faster than the other. My organs still hate that shit. They're like, why? 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 Every time I shit out some spicy food, it's just the only way I can describe the shit is cloudy. You look in and it's just like, is that like, you know when a volcano erupts and they have like the avalanche of ash and like the document is people running away from it. It's fucking scary as shit. That's the texture of spicy food shits. It's cloudy. And you look in there and you're like, I could probably poke it and just sift my whole, it would just bend around me. And that's the texture of the shit. I just got chills thinking about putting my hand, you know, it's like algae. How about that? Algae? Algae textured shit. You know? Ain't there, nothing ever happened. Nothing a little bad with some algae shit. Jesus Christ. Oh! Yeah, man, that's just about the worst shit ever you could possibly have. It's just after you had spicy food. It's not only do you feel bad, your stomach feels bad, but you're like, I'm totally going to do this again. We're going to go through the same thing next week. We're going to go through the same thing tomorrow because spicy food is the shit. And if you don't look, there's something that just grinds my gears about people not liking a little love. Because you know what I would describe white food as? Loveless. There's no heart, there's no soul, and there's just I made this type energy to white food. It's just, yeah, this was alive, killed it, got the meat, cooked it, didn't do anything else. It's just plain chicken, dude. I don't know what it is. You get like food, my we used to have the hookup at this deli, okay? We get some, like, some of their dinners that they have prepared, and, bro, I had to come clean with myself. I'm like, we're getting free food. It's good. I would rather pay for food than eat their food because there's just no love. I would rather pay a premium for food from a restaurant than eat this shitty deli salmon with fucking barbecue salmon. Let's not. How about we don't? Barbecue, no, put it away. And even it was just so overcooked. It was dry. Everything was dry and loveless. Like my life. Loveless. Really not dry. My sense of humor dry. I don't know. Point is, white food is just, it's got no soul. And I would rather pay for good food than eat free bad food. Because white people don't know how to cook. Unless it's Italian. You know, yeah, fine dining, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when I was a kid, I had steamed broccoli with cheese on top. Kraft singles on top of steamed broccoli. I'm talking about plain mashed potatoes. I'm talking about chicken with salt and pepper. I don't miss it at all. I love buying whatever food I want. That is like the only thing I splurge on in life is food. I don't see the point in buying like fancy clothes or fancy things. I buy the food I want and that's it. I spend like $800 a month on food and I'm happy. And it just keeps me happy. It keeps my tongue happy, that's for sure. I don't know about the rest of me. The rest of me is kind of falling apart. That's why I haven't recorded a podcast in 3 weeks. But I got myself together and we're fucking doing it, okay? And I'm sorry. I've just been a lazy little fuck, is what it is. I've just been lazy. I would be like, I'm gonna go on a hike and I'm gonna record a podcast at the hike. But then, dude, you can't go on hikes anymore. There's too many people. There's too many people everywhere all the time. You go on a hike, there's a million people. And you're like, I can't sit down and record a podcast like this. And I've just been, not a burp, but it's just like a feeling you get in your throat where you're just like, this is how I have to talk now. You know. It's not a burp, it's just, oh, okay, yeah, now I talk like this for like 20 seconds, and then we're through it. You know, the longer that I'm sitting here drinking this, the less it tastes like peanut butter, the more it just tastes like sugar. This goes out to all businesses. If you have a store, if you have any place that you walk into, that people walk into, if you have doors on your establishment, two of them, if you have two doors in your store, if you run a place and you have two doors, unlock the left one. Okay? Because more and more often, I go into some place, I'm like, all right. Or I'm leaving some place and I'm just, you know, we're in America. We drive on the right side of the road. So I try to leave out the right window. I try to leave out the white, whoa. I try to leave out the right door and it's locked. So what the fuck? Why are you? And this, I feel like this just started happening like when COVID became a thing. It's like, oh, now we only have one door. So people have to cram through this smaller space. And what's the point of it? Why even have a left door if you're not gonna, if you're gonna keep it locked? It's like, okay, yeah, you going in, you go through the right door. But going out, you can't go through the right door. You got to go through the left door because that is the only one that's usable. They've decided to say, if we keep both of them unlocked, that's a higher percent chance for one of them to break. This way, if one of them breaks, we can just switch to the other one. It's like, dude, just unlock it. Just unlock the door. Is that so much to ask for? I would like to be able to choose. What's the point? It's a fake option. I want my freedom. you're saying COVID took away some freedoms. People have been ignoring the biggest freedom that we lost during COVID was the freedom to choose which door to walk through, because now every business has the left door locked. You don't have any more freedom. It took away your freedom of choice, man. You can't even walk through the left door if you so chose to. Say you were holding a bunch of shit in your right hand. You'd have to go like that. Oh, this is how they want you to open doors now. Fucking twisting your wrist all stupid so you can grab it? No. Just unlock it. You know what? If you're gonna play this shitty game of, ooh, wrong door, I'm gonna fucking rip the doors off, man. I'm gonna come to every establishment with a locked door that's the left or whatever. Never seen a right door locked. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I'm gonna rip your. I'll just take the left door. I'll take it. If you guys clearly don't want it, I will take it. I will unscrew it and then I will put it in my car and I will leave. Because and they'll be like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, you didn't want this anyway. You guys didn't use this anyway. I'll take it since you don't want it. Unlock the left door. Please, I'm begging you." Said I don't have to fucking tug on it and then be like, "Oh yeah, they lock this one. Why? I don't know. They just do. And you have to live with it. I'm not living with it anymore, okay? Unlock it or I'm gonna do something about it." Fucking people, man. Always doing the dumbest shit. I have somewhat of a don't ask, don't tell situation going on with this white mark on my coffee maker. I don't know if it's mold, but as long as I don't check it out, it's not. I hope it doesn't get bigger. But until, you know, I don't know what it is, and I don't have to. It's just there. Some white mark. I don't know. Have you ever heard of plastic growing mold? It's not like it's damp or anything. I let it dry. So, you know, my coffee maker could just say to me, "You have cancer now." And I would be like, "Why didn't you tell me that was mold?" And it would have been like, I'm an inanimate object. You should have checked for yourself, dummy, because that is part of... I do things that are not good for me. If you can believe that. If you can believe that, sometimes I do things that I think might be bad for me, even though it's... I don't care. I don't... Self-destructive? Is that what it is? Look, all I'm saying is that I hope it isn't. All right, that's going to about do it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you. Sorry it took me so long. I will get back into the hang of things now because this is all it took. This is... all it took. Is that so bad? Is this so bad if for me to just start? I would get so much anxiety about, like, I don't know. Oh, am I wasting my time? You know what? You are wasting your time sitting there thinking about wasting time. So stop thinking. Stop thinking about it and just do it. Because I feel this physical anxiety pressure. It feels like I'm pushing something down. I mean, like, oh yeah, there's like so many words that I'm supposed to have said by now and I just haven't let it out, and it's just been building up. It's building up and building up. I'm like, I'm gonna just journal, and it's not enough. This is something I have to do now. This is my therapy. It's really what it is. It's me just going to therapy at you. So I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you. Yeah, that was a good sentence. That was all right. I appreciate you for listening. It doesn't sound right, though. Perfectly grammatically fine, but it doesn't sound like it. I'm not a fan of that sentence, but I said it. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy, please feel free to share it with someone who you think that they might also enjoy. Wow, that was a mess. If you enjoyed, please feel free to share it with someone who you think might also enjoy it, because ain't that just the greatest, sharing something with someone, and then you both are like, hopefully. All right, that's about it. I'll see you guys next time.